Hi folks, and welcome to this episode. I think it's episode 5, is it? Episode 5, let's go with that, of the new series of The Wrap, the What's Racing About podcast. Today's Sonic Jihad is looking at Cheltenham. It's got to be, really. It's Tuesday, the 24th of February. The weights for the handicaps have just been released, and the great and the good will be cogitating over that and coming up with potential bets for the handicaps to sit alongside their anti-post portfolios in the championship races. And good for them. That's the way the world should be going. We should be getting excited about Cheltenham now. Arguably not for the last 6 months, but I think we can allow ourselves a little bit of leeway now with the festival just over the horizon. And it seemed a good point to get this hot take on Cheltenham out. There's no tips. There's no betting analysis. There's no sort of looking at horses. You will go to any number of resources to look at arcane statistics about the festival, to look at everyone and their aunt fancies for the festival. You will attend preview evenings to find out what the great and the good think of the chances of X horse and Y horse. And generally, in my opinion, jaundiced as it is, talk half an inch of meaning into 50 feet of noise, basically. You don't get an awful lot, in my experience, from these evenings. But it's a good sort of sociable time to be with your fellow travellers for the Cheltenham Festival. And why not? Let's sort of rack up the excitement level worthily, as opposed to the ersatz nonsense that we've been putting up with for the last, certainly since Christmas, with the dopey countdowns to so many days left of the festival and people declaring they feel like a kid at Christmas. The sort of stuff that I've tweeted on about any number of occasions that grinds my gears more than somewhat in the run-up to Cheltenham. There is a podcast, Agitators Anonymous, it's called, and it's run by a guy called Alan Averill, who also goes under the name A.A. Nemthianger, which I think is Gaelic. He's an Irish heavy metal singer. He sings with a band called Primordial, and I love the guy, basically. His podcast is intensely interesting. It's called Agitators Anonymous, as I've said, and it's about freedom of speech and heavy metal and a kind of sideways take on politics and the music scene and the contemporary culture scene. Kind of like this podcast is like that, in that you just get the impression he presses the record button and he goes for 20 minutes to an hour, depending on the subject. And it's always engaging, always interesting. And the reason why I'm mentioning him now is that his latest cast, which was out last Friday, it's just entitled Why Nothing Feels the Same Anymore. And in it, he talks about why old metal hates new metal. So why your old timers of Rainbow, Sabbath, 70s, 80s sort of generation hates new metal and new metal and black metal and death metal and all the various sub-genres of metal that have come out in the last couple of decades. And he sort of takes that and extends it to any sort of subculture where people feel alienated, detached, disenfranchised. And this is a bit of a nod to last week's cast, which was a bit melancholy and a bit Morrissey and a bit downbeat. It's not meant to be. It's setting the tone for this cast, wherein I talk about Cheltenham. And I talk about it from the perspective of the actual hardcore race goer. The guy, the gal that is going to be there for all 4 days and is increasingly, it seems to me, and I'm prepared to admit I've probably had too much exposure to the radical world of online media where everything has got to be an extreme and nuance gets no traction whatsoever. But there seems to be a lot of people that are not going to Cheltenham. They profess love for the festival and they are usually the instigators of those asinine countdowns that I talked about a wee while back. And, you know, they talk about feeling like a kid at Christmas. And in the next breath, they talk about going to Mallorca or the Costa del wherever and watching the festival from there. Or they talk about watching it online, or they talk about watching it from the comfort of their TV, remote in hand, beer in hand, and they're not there. They are not there. Or, you know, worse still, if they are talking about going to Cheltenham, they haven't got their shit together. They haven't got their badges. They haven't got their accommodation sorted out. And it's that person, those people, that kind of annoy me and get on my tits, and who this cast is sort of aimed at. If they are wanting to try and get there, and it's more aimed at the people that are actually going to be going there, the hardcore aficionados, the people that love the festival so much that they actually go, and that they are, that they're there in body as well as spirit. So, you know, the race car, the committed, the organised, those that are booked in. And here's one really valuable tip: if you're not booked in, the person you want to contact is a woman called Liz Coe, C-O-E, of Cheltenham Racing Accommodation, and her number is 07980 600365, 07980 600365. Liz Coe, she is the lady that basically will find you some sort of accommodation of some kind in Cheltenham if you still haven't got your act together and got any accommodation this far out from the festival. So the cast. This cast is going to be aimed at the race car, who's going to be there for the 4 days, and he's going to have a right good old time. And it's not going to be talking about horses that we're going to be seeing and bets that we're going to be have, but kind of maximising your enjoyment from the week. And when I talk about your enjoyment, I'm talking very much from my own personal experience of the way that I set about enjoying the week. So float with me on this. Follow if you want to. As always, tell me I'm an arsehole and that's not the way to do things and I've got it all wrong. But this is me. This is my experience. And this is how I think you might be able to get a squeeze the marrow out of your week at Cheltenham, you know, before we even get to the bet and so on. I'm prepared to admit it in advance. It's all going to sound extremely wanky, and it probably will push the bullshit meters into the red, and you'll come away thinking, who the hell's this guy? What's he talking about? But, you know, here we go. So, prepare. Get your clothes sorted out. It's been rainy. It looks like it could be rainy. So, you know, I'm everybody's mummy here. Get yourself some wet weather gear. And it's always going to be cold. I think the year Kicking King won the Gold Cup, it was cracking the flagstones on Gold Cup Friday. For the most part, by 5:20, by the time the last race goes off, it will be cold. So get yourself warm, get some decent warm clothes, decent boots. Channel Uncle Monty in Withnail and Ice, some good rubber boots. And, you know, because you're going to be on your feet all day. So, you know, make sure you're comfortable. Get your haircut sorted out. For me, I'm going to get my Cheltenham playlist sorted out. The playlist that I talk to get myself totally hyped and the adrenaline pumping as I come over Cleve Hill of a morning and the race course is there all out in front of me. And I crank the stereo up to Spinal Tap volume 11 with, I mean, it varies, but this year it'll probably be Killed by Death by Motorhead. It'll be the greatest song about punting. If you haven't heard it, it's off the That's Life album by Sham69. It's a track called Win or Lose. It's about a guy in a bookie that's got a tip and he puts his money on a horse. Listen to the song and you'll find out whether the horse wins or loses. But Win or Lose by Sham69, that'll be on there. There'll be a few other metal rock songs that will be getting me hyped and in the right zone to get into the guts of Cheltenham. I've got my badges. I've had them since, I think they came through in sort of January time, but I had them ordered August last year maybe. If you haven't got badges sorted out, you'll probably still get them on the day. But if you're on the cheap, you might want to try and get something from the touts. That is very much frowned upon by race goers, by the racing hierarchy, certainly by the race course itself. And you are taking a risk that they may be hooky and what you've got is fool's gold. But you can get a bargain, particularly if you're prepared to wait until the last minute. If you're prepared to wait until 1:25 on race day and to try and do a deal with a tout, good luck to you. Buyer beware, but it's one way of making it in there cheap. But before you get there, you've got to get there. Transport. Think about how you're going to get there. Think about parking. If you go on rail, think about that. Park and ride will take about 20 minutes from Cheltenham Station. It's a nice walk up on a good day as well. Again, some people, and this is for people that are doing it on the cheap, will park in the leisure centre, sleep in their car, have a shower in the leisure centre. And that's one way of going about it. I've never done that, but you go for it if you're on a real fixed budget, because Gloucestershire and Cheltenham in particular will rip you off good and proper. They will extract every last penny from you and not give a fuck. So, do not give Cheltenham, do not give the course more than a penny more than you're prepared to. But, just don't give the chiseling twatters an inch, basically. So, in terms of a day out, booze, forget hip flask. You can't take a hip flask in there. Me and my son-in-law, where we went a couple of years back, tried to get a hip flask in there, got them confiscated, had to pour some, I think from memory, for me certainly, it was some neat Talisker, a hip flask full of neat Talisker down the nearest toilet after trying to glug back as much as I could. You're not allowed hip flask in there. You can go dry for the day, not drink at all, which is one way to go, fair enough. You don't have to be a drinker to enjoy a day at the races. And at £7.50 for a Guinness, and I think it's £7.80 for a Doombar, you could be forgiven for saying, sod that for a lark, I am not drinking. So, have a think about that before you go in. Food, I am not eating on course. I'll take a bag of peanuts in with me. I've had a big breakfast off course before I get in there. On which note, if you're coming up from the south, you must check out Gloucester Services and Farm Shop on the M5. Brilliant place for breakfast. They do it's not cheap, but they do, it's about £12.75 for a big Gloucestershire breakfast, big fry up breakfast. You can get a sausage bat for £7.50, coffee, and that'll set you up for the day. So if you're coming up from Bristol or the south on the M5, stop off at Gloucester Services. That's my place of choice if I was down in Bristol, to stop and get a big breakfast inside me before hitting the course. When you get on course, you're going to be seeing the races, but take time to have a look around. Go up to the pre-parade ring, go down to the shopping arcade, that's fun. Check out the bars if you are going to have a drink. But above all, and this is a bit of a plea, and you can tell me to mind my own business, but talk. You are there to create memories. You are there to create friendships, and it's a friendship which may only last for 5 minutes. It's a friendship that may last for an initial 5 minutes, and you might meet the same guy, gal, or group of guys and girls in the same place, bar, part of the race course, this time again next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. You may only meet them for 5-10 minutes on a particular day at the races once every year, but you will create lifelong friendships and memories. And in our atomized little outside world, isn't that a wonderful thing? That's certainly what I live for in racing. Yes, the bets, and yes, the money won, and yes, the bragging rights, but the camaraderie, the enjoyment of meeting up with fellow like-minded people on the wag, from reality, from the world, from the man, and we're there doing our thing, enjoying National Hunt racing, and oh, what a joy it is, and share that crack and really get into it, and you just communicate and talk and just share the crack afterwards. Well, obviously, it depends where you're staying. If you're in the car park at the leisure center, it's probably a bag of chips for you. And if it is a bag of chips, Simpson's Chip Shop, which is down, it's going towards the big sort of Sainsbury's on the way out to Southam on the, I think it's, was it the A50? Going west, there's a brilliant chip shop called Simpson's. They do really good bags of fish and chips in there. So, big up for Simpson's. For those of you with slightly richer taste, I can recommend the Montpellier Wine Bar. The Royal Oak is a good sort of local pub near the course itself. Two of my favourite pubs no longer exist. The Ryworth Inn has gone west, and ditto the Air Balloon out at Birdlip on the way back to Cirencester, where I spent a few happy years commuting in. Stopped off at the Air Balloon at Birdlip. That no longer exists, so you can't go there. Yeah, it does depend where you stand. I'm going to be in Stow-on-the-Wold for two of the nights, certainly. So the Bell, the Prince of India, bloody good curry house of Prince in Stow-on-the-Wold. One night in the Old Butchers as well, which is a really sort of nice restaurant. Nice, really great steaks in there. Costs a bit, but it's worth it. Get your ass down there. And, you know, plenty of good times to be had in that my place of choice, Stow-on-the-Wold. But where, well, you know, wherever you're going to, I'm sure you'll find good hostelries. And Gloucestershire is full of like-minded race goers. So continue the on-course crack, off-course over a few pints in whatever pub or hostelry you find yourself in, because you'll make good memories and lifetime friends. So, you know, best of luck with that. One other good pub, The Plough at Ford. At the bottom of Jackdaw's Castle, John Joe O'Neill's Gallops, a real good racing man, racing woman's pub. They do a fearsome breakfast. I think they're open from about 8:45. So if you're coming in from the Cotswolds and you're coming in via Ford, stop off there. Or if you're going back, stop off there for a pint in the evening and some food. They do really decent sort of pub grub and serve a decent pint in there. And you will be amongst racing fans there. That's it, basically. That's my helpful guide to Cheltenham, open brackets, not any tips, not including any thoughts on horses, close brackets. So I hope you've got something. I would say you've probably got something more useful from this cast than you have from the litany and billions seemingly of emails that you'll get, books that you'll be forced to, not forced to, but engendered to look at, about stats and trends and so on, and tips and so on. You cannot keep across all of those, and it's best to have your own flinty-eyed, cobalt-eyed view of races yourself, unencumbered by all this sort of clutter of arcane stats. That's my take on it anyway. This cast is way more useful than that. It's given you places to go, people to see, and a few tips to hopefully you're going to get a lot out of the festival if you're on course, which you should be because you're organised, you're a true racing fan, you are going, and you're not going to Malaga or the Costa del whatever, or sitting in your front room in your underpants, Dorito encrusted fingers, tapping out bet to an online bookie. You're going to be there and you're going to have the time of your life in over those 4 days in the next sort of couple of weeks. Certainly, that's my plan. Anyway, look, thanks for showing up for this cast, and quick thanks to those people that are also downloading and exploring the back catalogue of Wrap podcasts. I get metrics through from my host, Buzzsprout, who send me sort of details on the number of people that have, or number of casts that have been downloaded. And it's quite gratifying to see hundreds, you know, nothing more than that, but hundreds of downloads of back copies of this particular cast. That's great. It's really gratifying to know that I'm still sort of having traction from stuff that I was putting out in 2021, 2022, as well as this more recent stuff. Never taken for granted. Thanks very much indeed for showing up. Next one will probably be sometime in or just before the Cheltenham Festival, when we will probably focus on a few horses and bets and thoughts about the festival when it is actually alive and upon us and I'm in the guts of it all on course, because that is where you need to be. You are the true punter. You are the true guardian of the spirit of Cheltenham. You will be on course, won't you? Of course you will. Be lucky.